confirmation. Youth is overrated, or perhaps youth is eternal. If you can summon the vitality and wherewithal and unknown devilry to remain creatively vibrant at 88, I don't feel old to start with, Plummer says. You're sort of branded old suddenly. It was disorienting, for instance, when at 82 he became the oldest actor ever to win the Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor. I thought, oh God, I better behave. The prize was for The Beginners, 2011, an inventive romance co-starring Ewan McGregor. Plummer plays his older gay father, who decides to come out and find a boyfriend after his wife's death. Plummer's performance here is the photo negative of his ornery J. Paul Getty, so full of tenderness and zeal, and yes, unextinguished sexuality. And though he had never before had occasion to portray a queer romance on screen, I felt extremely natural in it, he says. There was no angst or nerves or anything. From there, the roles kept coming. The wealthy patriarch in Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, Ebenezer Scrooge in The Man Who Invented Christmas, the dope-smuggling grandpa in Boundaries. I ask how he settles on the parts he chooses. Surely he can't say yes to everything. Well, I can try, he retorts. When you're a great age, and they all keep reminding me how old I am, it's the healthy thing to do. You got to keep working, and I love it. There are no plans to slow down or retire. No, no, the actor says. Can you imagine what it's like to retire? Some friends of mine have retired, and they're just absolutely ruined as people. They just die. They fall apart. Go away. Awful. His plan is to continue working as long as the business keeps him young. I'm going to drop dead on stage, I hope. Filmmakers who work with Plummer are dazzled by his energy. The crew on Boundaries kept making preparations because of Plummer's advanced age, Fess says. But by day three, we realized that was completely unnecessary. Christopher was memorizing 12 pages of dialogue a day, and he was a jokester on set. He also entertained the cast playing classical piano, and according to Fess, identified any composer's music by ear. Practicing piano and playing tennis, there's a court within view, keeps him youthful, he says. But so does working. Plummer has a performance coming up with the Toronto Symphony called Christopher Plummer's Symphonic Shakespeare. He recites They Play. And he's in talks to play another famous real man, though he's mum about specifics. Every new decade seems to bring Plummer resurgence. It's a new career. It's terrific, he laughs. Maybe in my 90s, I'll turn into a woman and play all the great parts again.